Hey, I'm Russell Leeds, and welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. On this week's show, Labour dropped the EPC bombshell, and how does it affect landlords and property investors? So, first of all, what actually is an EPC? Well, it stands for Energy Performance Certificate, and every property that you're renting out as a landlord needs to have one. And basically what it is they're assessing the property to see how energy efficient that it is. And then they rank it from A, being the most efficient, all the way to G, which is the worst. So what is the current law right now? Well, since 2020, every rental property has to have a minimum EPC rating of E or above or below, depending on how you work it out. E, between A and E, basically, on all residential tenancies. Now, the Tories announced a few years ago that they were going to change that E to a C, meaning that all buy-to-let properties would need to become more energy efficient, and they said this was going to come in 2028. However, they then scrapped this, and Rishi Sunak came out when he was Prime Minister, and he said in a speech, we're not doing it. And the reason he said they weren't going to do it was because it was going to cost landlords money, which I don't think they really care about. But what they realised was, if they're going to cost landlords money, buy-to-lets are a business, and businesses need to make money. So if they're having to spend money, they need to recoup that money. Where are they going to recoup it from? Well, of course, they're going to recoup it from the tenants. And he basically came out and said this in the speech, that ultimately, while we're hitting the landlords, it's actually going to be affecting the tenants. That is morally wrong, and therefore we are scrapping it, we're taking the rule away because we don't want to hurt the tenants. Now, Labour have now come in and said, actually, we're going to bring this back. They've changed the year. It's no longer 2028. It's now 2030. But this law is now coming back in. It's obviously going to cost the landlords money. And it's starting from 2030. All buy-to-let properties will have to be C or above. What I find weird about this is Rishi Sunak, it's not very often I say this, but Rishi Sunak was right. It is going to hurt the tenants. If it hurts the landlords, it hurts the tenants. I can't understand how Labour are missing this. I think that the reason that Labour are doing this is popularity, because most people don't particularly like landlords. The general population aren't a big fan. If you can do something that's seen to be penalising the landlord, the rich, rather than the working man, it's seen as, oh, that's a good thing. Ha, ha, ha. Isn't that amazing? Thing is, the government do lots of things where they seemingly penalise the rich, but then it ends up hurting everyone else. They did this with taxes. I think it was income tax. When income tax first came in, it only affected the top 1% of earners. And everyone was like, yeah, ha ha ha, tax those top 1%. Isn't this amazing? But then what happened was, with inflation, everything went up, but the tax bracket, it did go up a little bit, but not in line with inflation. And suddenly it started affecting more and more and more and more and more people. See, for example, if £40,000, right now you might think, oh, £40,000 is a decent salary. Let's tax everyone that earns over £40,000. Yay, everyone that earns less is like, yeah, that's amazing. But in 5-10 years' time, guess what? They're going to be earning £40,000. It just affects more and more people. And the government uses this trick all the time, and they're using it now. If they're hitting landlords, it's ultimately going to be hitting the tenant. The other weird thing about it is that if they were really bothered about the environment and really bothered, that was the real reason that they were doing it, why are they only hitting 20% of homes? The buy-to-let market only makes up about 20%. What about the other 80% of homes? Why aren't they bothered about that? It's because the real reason is to do something that hits landlords on paper, so everyone's like, yeah, and it helps them get votes and win popularity. So let's say you're a landlord and you're going to have to upgrade your EPC rating. How much is that actually going to cost you? Well, according to the latest government figures, 46% of rental properties need to have between £5,000 and £10,000 spent on them to upgrade them to an A, between an A and a C, or a C, I suppose, is what you're actually aiming for. And that's broken up like this. So 5% of properties that need upgrading are only £1,000 spent on them. 25% need between 1,000 and 5,000. 46% need between 5 and 10,000. 20% need between 10 and 15,000. And 4% need £15,000 or more. So the most likely outcome for the majority of landlords, you're looking at around £7,500 to get your property from where it is now to a C in time for 2030. So is this all bad news? Well, no, it isn't actually. There's actually quite a few pros. I'm going to break down what they are now. The first is that they're not actually expecting landlords to necessarily have to pay for this themselves. They've also introduced grants. So these are coming in from the 1st of April 2025, and the delivery window we expect to run for between 3 and 5 years. Now, this is a new funding pot which has been announced to support energy efficient improvements in England, with grant cash to be focused on low income homes. The money is going to be distributed through a new scheme called Warm Homes Local Grant, with landlords that are eligible to receive up to £30,000 towards improvements for their first rental property and up to £15,000 for any additional buy-to-let properties. But the cool thing is, there won't be a limit on the amount of properties that a landlord can claim for. However, there is a maximum amount that can be paid out. The upper limit is £315,000. And that also includes any previous grant funding claimed for improvements. So to be eligible for the grants, you need to fit into the following criteria. First of all, your property needs to be between a D and a G on the EPC rating. Secondly, your property needs to be in an eligible postcode, and they've factored this based on how deprived the area is. Thirdly, your tenant needs to either be on benefits, receiving universal credit, or a low-income household. And what they class as low-income is if the household as a whole is earning less than £36,000 a year. However, for most of you guys that are probably watching this, most of you that are investing in property, we teach buying in cheaper houses that are probably in a deprived area, right? You're not going and buying houses, £2 million houses or £1 million houses. You're probably going to be buying cheaper houses. So probably you will be eligible. So it means you can probably get a grant for most of your properties. Right, your first one, you might be able to get all of it paid off, and then 50% on properties 2, 3, 4, and 5, which is fantastic news. So hopefully you're eligible. I would definitely go and check that right now if you have rental properties yourself. That's the first thing. Next, it actually adds value to your property. So moving from a D to a C typically adds about 3% onto the value of the property, which on average will be about £9,000. So you're spending like £7,500, you know, getting the EPC done. It actually is paying for itself in the value of your house. If you move two bands up, for example, from an E to a C, it typically increases the value of the home by about 8.8%, which is about £29,000. And moving from an F or a G to a C could actually add about 20%. Which is like £64,000. So while it is expensive, it's adding massive value to your home. So if you're, for example, doing BRRs, you could look at this and go, I could get a grant on this property. That's very interesting. And I could add massive value to my home without having to pay for it. I mean, this is actually a massive opportunity. So that's the next pro. Makes your house more valuable, which is awesome. Next is it actually makes the bills cheaper as well. It kind of goes without saying, but Hampton's research found that a tenant living in an average property with an EPC of a C rating would pay about £500 less in utility bills compared to a tenant living in a property that was a D. So it's £500 a year it's going to save the tenant. If the tenant's saving money on their property, they'll probably pay extra to pay for a house that's cheaper to run, right? It makes it more desirable. So it means that you can get a better quality of tenant and probably charge more rent if you have a property that has got a good EPC rating. But that's if you're just renting it out on a normal AST. If you're renting it out as serviced accommodation or a HMO, then you pay the bills. It's all money that's going to be going into your pocket. So if you can get this done right now and then you end up renting out a service accommodation or as a HMO and you're paying the bills, suddenly you are quids in. So they're the pros for actually upgrading your property in an EBC. So I actually think overall, this is actually pretty good news. So what do I recommend you doing right now if you already have properties or you're buying properties at the moment? Well, if you already own one, I would say check in the grants. See if you're eligible for the grants. If you are, I'd get the work done. If you're not, I would do nothing right now. The reason I would do nothing is they're saying this is coming in 2030, but they also said it was going to come in 2028, and it didn't, or it's not going to. They also said it was going to come in 2025, and it didn't. We might have another government by the time this is due to come in. This government might change their mind. The amount of rules and regulations the government talk about, they do absolutely nothing with it or change the mind. And I think part of the reason is sometimes they say these rules and they actually have no intention of following through. But what they know will happen is landlords will do it anyway. The mere threat of, oh, we're going to raise it to a C, landlords start doing it and changing it. People were doing this for 2025. Landlords are panicking. Oh my goodness, I need to get it done by 2025. Oh, I'm going out and paying for the works. And then it didn't come in. Oh, it's now going to be 2028. Oh, no, it's not. Now it's going to be 2030. Well, let's see. So if you're not eligible for a grant personally and you just own the property already, I'd do nothing. I'd wait and see. What's the rush? That's in 6 years' time anyway. Who knows what you're going to be doing in 6 years' time? Who knows if the rule's going to come in 6 years' time? I'd just leave it. However, the exception for that is if I was refurbing the property anyway. So let's say you're doing a BRR. You know it's going to add value to the property. You've just bought it and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to do it up. You might as well get it to a C, right? It just makes sense because not only does it add value, not only does it make your property more desirable, but the law probably will come in 2030. And we're doing the work anyway. We might as well get it done. So a couple of top tips for getting your property to an EPC level C. What a lot of people do is they'll speak to the builder, they'll Google it, they'll get the double glazing in, they'll get an energy efficient heater, they'll whack loads of insulation in, and basically they'll just do everything they can think of to make the property more energy efficient. Then they'll get an EPC assessor out. They'll cross their fingers and hope that they get a good score. That's what most people do. However, you're not going to do that because you're going to follow this top tip, which is going to save you a lot of time, probably a lot of money as well. To get an EPC assessor out to come and look at your property, you're typically looking at about £50 to £100, depending on the size of your property, where it is. But it's very cheap. It's not very expensive. So this is what I recommend you doing. Hire an EPC assessor right now. Now, you can find an EPC assessor very, very easily by going on the government website. Just search EPC checker, gov, or something like that on Google. And the EPC website will come up. You can then go on, you can put the postcode in, the address, and you can check what your current EPC is, okay? Now, if it hasn't recently had one done, that's okay, because you can also find your EPC assessor on there. So let's say you've just bought the property, and you're totally refurbing, it's a back-to-brick refurb, it's probably got a terrible EPC. Hire an EPC assessor right now. Pay the 50 to 100 quid or whatever it is. Hire him. Get him to come out and have a look at the property and say, what is the EPC right now? Then ask him, what would I need to do to get it to a C? And he'll tell you, I'd recommend doing this, I recommend doing that. He'll give you a list of recommendations to get it to a C. That way you've done the research for you, right? But not only has he done the research for you, but then once you've done the works, whatever he suggested, photograph it, evidence it, you show him, right? Get him back because he will now see that you've done exactly what he said and you're guaranteed to get a C, right? It's not going to be subjective. It's not going to be you've shown him, this is the installation I put in. This is what I've done. This is exactly what you said. You said if I did this, it would be a C. Hire the same guy. He'll give you a C. So that way, you're doing it in the most efficient way, right? You're not just throwing mud at the wall and seeing what sticks. You're finding out exactly what this exact EPC assessor wants, and you're doing it to the letter. So that's my top tip if you are refurbing a property to get it to a level C or above. So what are my overall thoughts on this? Overall, I find it a bit annoying that landlords seem to be hit left, right, and center. And I do find it annoying that if they're really bothered about energy efficiency and about a greener planet, why they're only targeting 20% of the homes. I just don't understand that. However, I don't think this is bad news. I really don't think this is bad news. I think the fact that the grants are on the table actually makes it good news. Without the grants, it's just indifferent news, probably slightly bad news. But with the grants, it's free money, right? A grant is not a loan. They're just giving you the money to add value to your property. So I actually don't think it's bad news. And even without the grants, pretty much what you're spending on it, you're getting back in value anyway. There are also going to be some exceptions as well. So if you've got a property like a listed building or something where it's going to cost an absolute fortune, you can apply for an exemption for this and you can say, look, this is going to cost way more. I think the rule was if it doesn't pay for itself in 7 years, you don't have to do it, right? So if you've got a weird property that's, you know, a low grade, that's going to cost an absolute fortune. We've got properties that are listed buildings and this isn't going to apply. We're getting an exemption for this. It doesn't affect. So the people that it doesn't really work for, it's not going to affect. Everyone else that it works for, you can either get a grant or you can add value to your property and it pays for itself. It's actually not that big a deal. So while it does feel like an attack at landlords, and while I'm sure all the Labour voters are loving it, yeah, hit the landlords, make them give us good EPCs, I actually think it's a big deal. I actually think it's decent news. So that's my overall thoughts on the EPC. Hope you guys found that useful. Hope you guys can go and action some of the advice, and I'll see you next week.